Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk. My name is Zoinks, and this is your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. We're here in episode 63 to break down all things upcoming for the EU EOS Cup Finals. That is the top eight that's going to be playing out next weekend live in person in London for the Pokemon EUIC International Championships, as the European International Championships, International Championships, if I said it that way. But I have brought on some incredible people to talk all things top 8, EU, meta, story, all that good stuff. I have both Lazadin and Chris Heroes joining me. Thank you so much to you two. But let's check in with you. How was your week? How did EOS Cup treat you? I mean, we had you on for the recap of NA, but you looking forward to EU?
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to EU, especially it'll be a slightly different meta because we decided to patch between qualifiers and finals, which I guess there was no better time to patch, but you know, whatever. Or not qualifiers, but like groups and finals.
Right.
So it'll be like a very slightly different meta. I don't know if they'll allow Goodra. I think that Mon is still bugged.
Okay.
But
if it's bugged,
it'd
it probably
be really cool.
Be
mm-hmm. It'd be really cool if they did, though. Or if they fixed it beforehand.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how teams adapt. There was a lot of learning experiences from the groups the games I did watching groups. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this will be a fun game. And then, of course, we have Chris Heroes on the cast, who just newly got announced to be joining the caster group at EUIC. So congratulations to you, Chris. I can't wait to work with you. It is going to be amazing. And I think we could all agree, a long time coming. So welcome both to the show and to the caster squad. And how's your last week been, Chris?
Yeah, it's been I was just waiting to announce that, right? It's like, yeah. I wanted to say, because I've been asked as well if I might be at EOS Cup or not, and I couldn't really say yes or no. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, finally got to cast some official games, which I'm very excited about. Been casting the entire last year as much as I can. I already missed the Asia Champions League. I casted every single day of the Asia Champions League, and it's something I really just want to pursue. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're burning the midnight oil. I mean, your sleep schedule must just be doomed for casting all these tournaments, but well worth it, I think we can all say. So yeah, Asia Champions League was sweet. I myself tuned into so many of your streams that you were covering that. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, I believe their Unite Championship Series is kicking off very soon. I think their April tournament is happening for the Eastern regions pretty quickly, but we are already in the thick of it here in the Western regions. EU just had their group stage last weekend. So last weekend, time is meaningless to me now. I think it was last weekend already. And it has some pretty exciting games in it. Chris, you were casting those group stages as well, I believe, on your own stream. Any specific games or moments that really stood out to you from watching those ones? Anything that you were like, this game was absolutely crazy? Things we saw? Things like that?
Well, the one main thing was the score comp, but the team didn't make it. So there was one team trying to drive the score comp and 4 Golgetta, 5 score shields, and Urshifu to try and see Rayquaza just in case they can maybe do it. And it was just chaotic games. That's like the one I remember for sure the most. The other ones were like, I mean, the teams that, you know, were favorite also just had mostly clean runs.
Yeah.
I was a bit surprised Time to Shine against Sepha, how Time to Shine actually looked very stable against them. Like, they looked very solid. Thought it would be maybe a bit closer games. But yeah, I mean, it was otherwise pretty fun games.
Yeah, those two teams definitely seem to be right in that same tier level within EU. Mm-hmm. Time to Shine with, of course, a bit more historic success than Zephyr, but ever right behind them in that regard. Lazadin, I know you were crunching a last minute crash course on EU. You were watching a lot of those games just recently. Any interesting notes that you were taking away from your VOD review of the EU AS Cup group stage?
The speed run of a VOD review, yeah.
Yes.
So I felt like, generally speaking, the draft style is very different from NA. They have a lot more Hoopa priority, a lot less. I saw very little of what I think is one of the three best characters in the game, which is Dodrio. That character is so beyond broken. I don't understand why I wasn't picked more. But other than that, the actual way they play the map isn't too dissimilar, so it's still pretty familiar. And I think I mostly agree with Chris Heroes. Like, most of the top teams look pretty clean, other than the one very random series that I hope that there's footage of somewhere, because I want to check if it's was Nouns just forfunding that series because they knew it didn't matter, or was there actually something going on there, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to look into it. I mean, if we can find some sloppy
race stuff. I think I just heard for some sloppy race stuff, but I'm not sure if that's 100% the thing. But I mean, that's obviously how you can lose games, right? So
the great sloppy race stuff is why we got third place, right? Like, you know,
sure,
yeah.
That's a bummer, but hey, third place is still pretty good. Better than not making top eight. So congratulations to
the NA.
has a point.
Well, once you get first place, then I'll get off your alt's case. Until that point, I gotta keep throwing my shade. I got to. Awesome. Well, yeah, we saw some exciting moments. For me, a really interesting breakdown that I was noticing, because we did so much EU coverage the first day and then all North America the second day. EU's Trevenant win percentage is pretty low. They either have the counter to that Pokemon or they hate playing it. It's one or the other. North America loving the tree. EU not so much. So a lot of Slowbro, even see some Snorlax. And then, of course, Zephyr always gifting us the wonderful Crustle footage that we all crave. So we get to see a lot of different defender compositions within EU, which I find pretty interesting. I don't know exactly why the Trevenant is not working. Chris, do you have any more insight on this? Like, the big difference between defender players from EU and NA? Are you able to notice anything, or is it just kind of an anomaly that it happened like this in this tournament?
Well, maybe the main thing is that Megu plays Slowbro. I feel like he doesn't play much Trevenant, so whenever you play against Haliburbo, I guess Slowbro is going to win.
Yes,
but
true.
I'm personally not the biggest fan of this kind of supporty Trevenant style. I feel like if he was a top laner, and he would get more experience from it, he would actually have more impact in this tournament games. Because I feel like Slowbro just did with that point-and-click thing is just much, much better, at least in my opinion, when it comes to just late-game team fighting and stuff. Also, much better laning phase, right? And we saw certain games where they had no chance. They had, like, a Trevenant bot with XP share who was just stuck on level 4 forever because they couldn't contest last hits. The other world had, like, the Mew or Espeon already, and you just couldn't get any last hits, and you're just stuck on that level 4 to 5, and it can be pretty painful.
Yeah, branch poke really used to be the thing, but no longer can it be for securing you those important last hits. Yeah, you're right. So being stuck at level 4, that definitely ain't it. That is a tough spot to be. Lassen, any more insight towards like kind of the difference between defenders in North America and EU? Is it just like Chris said, or what are you feeling?
In my opinion, the defenders, I don't know. Like, Slowbro's obviously... Slowbro's the only way to counter several of the meta picks right now, so like it's generally favored, but I feel like tree is also very, very good as a defender, and you'd rather have it than like Lax, in my opinion. But however, like, it's also a good top laner, right? Like, there's no like denying that. The main problem with tree as a defender is it kind of relies on your attacker, right? Because some teams will do the thing where they like ban Espeon or Mew and then pick the other. And if you ever try to play tree against someone who does that, it is going to suck.
Yeah.
Because you are going to lose lane hard and you are going to be stuck level 9 like at Ray.
If you don't have the Espeon or the Mew and your opponent does, that is a rough spot to be in. That is
because you're ending up with like a Delphox or something and you're just out of
the Fennec and Phantom early lane. That's rough.
I hate watching that. I hate watching it so much.
I mean, you're just watching a tragedy play out in a 5-act moment in the bottom path. That ain't good.
There was one game I think we had Espeon Slowbro up against, or Espeon Snorlax up against a Fennum one day, Fennekin, and it was not pretty. Also, Trevenant got nerfed now for Europe, so I wonder if it's gonna actually
That's true.
Yeah. 2-second cooldown Votem is actually quite a lot.
I've been noticing that I played a lot of Trevenant. I got tired of losing in solo queue, so I played a lot of Trevenant this last season. And I think the pain split nerf, the speed chase was what I was really feeling. I was like, oh my gosh, like this one I could tell. Like, I normally I would be able to chase this down and get this kill, but not in this tournament whatsoever. So yeah, the nerf to be interesting there. Are there any other major nerfs that happened in this last balance patch that we think will be relevant headed into the EOS Cup top 8?
Sableye, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know how much this actually affects it, really, because people already started using the fake energy. I always forget the name of it, which is very bad.
Faint attack.
Yeah.
The poopies, attack. As Ender calls them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Sableye is probably still fine. I mean, I think there's only like two teams using it anyways. I know Sephiroth always uses a non-healing Sableye team comp. Besides that, I mean, I think the patch is not going to matter too much.
Okay.
Except for maybe Trevenant.
Yeah. Maybe we already mentioned the biggest check offender.
Okay. I mean, the Mew damage. Well, the solar beam.
Ah, yeah, I guess Mew. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. True. You just, I saw Otter Sweet. You just don't play solar beam. So there you go.
I agree. I mean, I think people overacted on the Mew a tiny bit, but I guess Espeon is for sure the favorite pick now.
Yeah.
And then maybe see some Charizard returning. We could see some Charizard returning. Zoroark got buffed as well.
Yeah. Do we think we see... Does EU play Zoroark, though?
They do. Sayu plays it. Klaus plays it. But Sayu plays it for sure. He plays a lot of Zoroark.
I expressed on Tuesday in a, let's call it, less than kind manner that I thought the Zoroark buffs were a little too much.
Okay.
And my opinion has not changed after, like, you know, I mean, like, obviously it's, you know, NA screws are a little cloudy right now because we're 4 weeks out from our event, so everybody's just kind of throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks. But, like, yeah. I don't know, Zoroark feels really, really strong.
Interesting. Okay. Which build are you trying to pull in those matches?
We've been trying everything pretty much, like, any possible combination of moves. I actually think it's matchup dependent now.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. That's exciting. Okay, if I get to see some more Zoroark at EU, I am excited. But you're right, there are some...
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like, well, I guess just with Redma not being on the nouns anymore, I feel like EU has kind of sort of adopted that super aggressive top lane style now. Not adopted it, but just like the top players all of a sudden are all those... I don't know what else to call it, the crackhead energy, the rush them down, get in your face, right? Like, Klaus, sorry, you, we have those options across the board now. For
Potato players. Also doesn't break down.
Potato, not That's Dodo sure. on GigaChad. Like, I think a lot of these players kind of fit that niche, which is going to be fun to watch. I do think that those are really fun and so much fun to cast over. So I've always said this, Chris. Actually, I've never gotten to ask you this. I've answered this question a few times, but your favorite Pokemon to cast over in Unite? Mine's always Greninja, but I also say anything with resets is always my favorite to cast over. Like, it's just so fun and cool to watch. But do you have a favorite Pokemon to cast over?
I'm gonna be honest, I mean, Faint Attack Zoroark is a good pick for that. Like, whenever you got picked this week or this year, when it started, like, in Asia Champions League as well, so people started picking it out of nowhere, they just start popping off. I was most, like, one player that I saw in Asia Champions League that just, I was like, wow, okay, actually, maybe I should play this build. He made me think about playing this build. I was like, it doesn't really work, right? And he just one-shot everything on cooldown left and right. And I started playing it after that as well. I started practicing it, and it's so much fun. Like, it's so addicting to play this build.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun, so fun. Now, Lazada, I know you don't do too much casting, but put yourself in our shoes. What would be your favorite Pokemon to yell about? Maybe on a group watch party, which is the one that you're losing your mind over watching the most?
I'm a big fan of... Zoro's definitely a good one. I'm actually, like, a really, really big fan of watching, like, well-executed Mew gameplay.
Ooh,
like,
that's a good one.
Like, sometimes, you know, you just kind of see Mews just, like, throw out beams or, like, stay on, like, screen ball the whole game or whatever. But, like, when you actually, like, are seeing instant move swaps, good ult usage, it's so, like, the skill ceiling of that mod is so, so incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. And just, like, the mechanic of being able to reset your moves, and if you do that quickly enough, you boost all charge and all that stuff, the skill ceiling of that Pokemon definitely seems really, really high, which is very fun to cast over because then you get to talk about how good that player is, and that's a lot of fun. So I completely agree with that.
Otherwise, I have another one, but that doesn't seem play, which is Gengar. I mean, if Gengar would be a, you know, Pokemon, I would be vibing tournament play for sure. Otherwise, Dodrio is amazing, right? I think Buzzword is also very fun to watch.
Yes. Okay, I agree with one of those.
Actually, if I had to just smacks people around, like, it's great.
Oh, I am the biggest Buzzwole fan on cast. I know you're not supposed to show favoritism. I'm a soccer mom when there's a Buzzwole player on my screen. I got two foam fingers and a team scarf around my neck. I love it.
Noted.
Exactly. You want me to start cheering for Luminosity? Well, there's the secret sauce. I need to see the Overlord Buzzwole. All right. Well,
the real secret sauce is make top 8.
We'll see. All right, let's jump over to the actual bracket that we're going to be looking at. So, this is EU AOS Cup Finals at EUIC. You can see that right there. Let's see if I can move that over so it's not. Well, it's cursed. There we go. Perfect. All right. Well, so this is the bracket we're looking at. Starting in the first seed, of course, is Talibobo Believers. They're unbelievable, unbeatable. Every other word I could fit in there. Going up against Zephyr Esport, first round. That is a tough matchup. Woof Woof, Summerhouse, Nouns Esports, Giga Chad Gaming, Time to Shine, and Off Meta Gaming. Now, let's start the talk at the beginning of the bracket. Talibobo Believers. I mean, what else can we say about this team that we haven't already on so many episodes past? I truly think that they are currently the best team in the world right now, globally. Yeah. Chris, are you in agreement with that?
I agree with that for sure, yeah.
They seem amazing. They seem mechanically, pound for pound, just as good, if not better, than every other team they face so far. Their drafting skills are impressive. Plus, they also are willing to throw in spice picks as well and still skill diff you in that department. I don't know. Talibobo just really seems like they got it all. Is there, I guess the storyline we got to be talking to, like, is there a hole in the armor? Is there anything that you think... Lassiton, you are preparing your team, Luminosity, to go up against Talibobo Believers in a grand final situation. What are you telling the squad to do? What do they focus on? How do you beat this team?
I haven't spent a lot of time examining it from that angle. But what I will say is I think if they're going to drop a game to any team they could have gotten round one, Zephyr's definitely a good one.
That is a good one. That's right.
Even like Zephyr plays a lot of very, very unique picks and are known to just like kind of throw curveballs out there. And Talibobo has a lot of experience on it, don't be wrong. But sometimes, even with a lot of experience, it can be hard to adapt to things that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, that's true.
So, while I'm definitely, you know, like, I love you, Hirai, and I see you in the chat. I hope your loser's run goes well. But, you know, I think they could definitely throw a wrench in the mix here.
Run goes well. Oof. Well, anyways, Chris, thoughts on Talibobo Believers? Is there a weakness in this team, or are they literally immortal?
Well, again, the only weakness I see is nerfs for an offline tournament. Again, for Mego Yutao, it's the first time, right? For Toon Slim, I don't know if Toon Slim has been at an offline tournament.
Well, he either. Worked pretty hard as a bench boy on
yeah, exactly.
on for Ascendance at the Black.
So, but yeah, I think Toon should be fine. But yeah, Megu and Yutao are just very young players, right? So it can always be a bit nervous sometimes. But I feel like if they get into the groove, it's all just going to be free sailing for them. You know, it might take one or two games. That's what the quarterfinal might be there as well for. And Zephyr is the same, right? They're like a full team that might... Maybe they played in some French LANs before. I know there's like French offline tournaments. So maybe they have some experience. Maybe Hirai can tell us actually that. But I think Talibobos are just going to for sure sail through if they have Yutao. You're on point. I think that he will be.
That is a question I have, though, Chris. Is last year, this was a very similar situation. Nouns Esports was dominating the tournament constantly. Yuta and Mega were there. Okay, so Yuta and Mega have played one in-person event in the live event. Okay, very cool.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a different energy for sure, though, when it's the like big Pokemon official events.
Also, I gotta look at the stage a little bit. It's pretty freaking cool. I'm very excited. Okay. So, Talibobo... like last year, Nouns were dominating. Talibobo, same case now. It can be tough to stay at the top, though, because you are now the team to beat. Every team is looking towards you to try to figure out a way to defeat the top team. However, last year, that task proved impossible. Nouns was unbeatable, and every team just started competing to get second to try to just qualify for Worlds. Now, with top four being added... do we think that's going to be the same case? Do you just say Talibobo is going to win and we're going to compete for second place? You think so, Chris? Okay.
If I was any of the other teams, I would not prepare against Talibobo. I would try to beat everything else in Europe and just make it to the World Championship. Like, top three is great as well. You know, it's not like a shame to be top three and playing the grand final. So my goal would be coming to the grand final, beating every other team, and then hopefully, then maybe thinking about, is there a way we can beat this team? Because
yes,
until then, I feel like it's just, you're just wasting, you're wasting time because it's very difficult, right? Your other teams should be for sure the main priority. As bad as the if only one team was making it, then of course, right? If there's one team, if the winner of this tournament would make it to the World Championship, no one else does. Yeah, you have to focus on Talibobo, of course, the most then, probably. But besides that, I think all other teams should be priority. I think Nouns Esports, they will focus on Tali because they want to win.
Oh, yeah. They got their pride to win back, for sure. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if it's one, then it's Nouns Esports, for sure.
Agreed. Okay, well, Lassiton, you mentioned that you think that Zephyr is the potential kryptonite if there was ever to be one in a first round for Talibobo. What about Zephyr's been impressing you? What about this team do you think is awarding them that title?
Like I said, they just have a very unique way of examining the game and a lot of very interesting picks that I think can potentially... Yeah, like the Crustle, right? EXP share Espeon with like a more level reliant tank, right? Like that kind of stuff. Like that stuff is all very, very interesting and could potentially like mix up the match in a way that you don't expect it to, and that's why I pointed to them.
Okay.
But yeah, like obviously, I still favor Talibobo.
Sure. But that's what Zephyr is bringing to the table, right? They have some unexpected stuff. It's hard to call it unexpected anymore when they are consistently picking these sort of things.
I mean, yeah.
Every tournament, but you're right, it's unpracticed stuff. So you're heading into a team where you haven't been able to scrim against good teams playing these same things because Zephyrs are masters of their craft and usually the only ones within that craft. So I do think Zephyrs...
You also just... They got 2 weeks between groups and finals. So you don't know what they're going to
they got mix up with. Yeah, that's true. Sableye 2, Electric Boogaloo. I'm excited.
True.
A lot of fun. All right, let's move on to the next two teams in this first round matchup. Woof Woof versus Summerhouse. So Woof Woof losing 60s, but playing a pretty impressive tournament. Potato absolutely popping off on Buzzwole in a few of their games. I was super impressed. I think Zante, like formerly of Apprentice Unleashed, has been playing a great set of games right now. Played an amazing group stage. I'm really looking forward to them playing in the top 8. I think Woof Woof is very, very favorable for a top 3 finish. I mean, they got second in March, so not a huge surprise, but they're looking really strong, but it is 4 versus 5. I know the latter half of the seeds just kind of got coin flipped a bit, but Woof Woof versus Summerhouse should be an interesting one. But Woof Woof, any more thoughts on this team other than Potato's a god and Zante hits their skill shots?
No, I mean, Zante was a insane pickup. Like, they lost 60s, but they picked up... I mean, I think it's one of those attacker players I respect the most from when I played as Wednesday tournaments. Like, he was the one guy in Europe I was like, oh, I'm very evenly matched against him, or, like, he has the advantage. I sometimes have the advantage. Like, felt very fun to play against him. And he was also at the World Championship, right? He has offline experience, so... Mm-hmm. I feel like they could have not found anyone better to actually pick up and replace someone with than Xanthi. Yeah. So, as long as he... I don't know. I think he took a break or he quit the game last year, so I'm not quite sure what, like, how much he plays, if he actually, you know, still wants to take this very serious or not. So I think it all depends on that, honestly.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Chris. Lassen, how about you? Thoughts on Woof Woof?
I do agree. Potato definitely was popping off. Zante's really, really good. They looked pretty solid in their games that I was able to watch. That's a pretty exciting round one match. I will say that, like, Summerhouse is also really, really good. Like, this could be, you know, a potential 3-game banger.
Oh, yeah. Also, that is one thing that I don't know if has been discussed online very much or if we've said it here on the podcast, but I'll say it again. I am so excited that for these top 8 tournaments, we get to showcase every single game.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am so pumped about. Oh, I cannot wait. Like, we're going to have some misses. There's going to be some games that are rough and just stomps, but we're going to have so many games that we didn't expect to see that are going to be incredible banger matches, and I am pumped for that. So the fact that we get to see Woof Woof Summerhouse in a round one matchup, no matter what, is amazing. So yeah, I think that's a good profile on Woof Woof. How about Summerhouse, though? Vazeed putting together a young, cracked squad, got internal on that team. I think Hyatt's playing for this team now because of some stuff. There's some switch rounds. Anyway, Vazeed and the crew, what can they do here in the top 8 tournament? Chris, what do you think about Summerhouse?
I really don't. I mean, I haven't seen that much, right? Except for the group stage. So I don't even know if I casted any of the games because they were like the last... No, they were not the last group.
I think they were the group announced.
So, yeah, I really can't say much. I know I've watched the games, but up against Woof Woof, I don't think they will have a chance necessarily. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think Woof Woof just, especially after the last tournament as well, I think is for sure the favorite, but upsets can always happen. Rays can always happen.
Ray true. Exists. Yes, that is very, very true.
So.
Lazarus, any more thoughts on Summerhouse?
Big Vazeed fan.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, I honestly am. I think Vazeed's great. that is one thing that I think this team, like I said, it's Vizied and a bunch of younger players, like some newer players. Mm-hmm. Internal's kind of a historic player, but still not as long as Vizied's been playing the game. And Vizied is like a solid communicator in game as well. Sometimes it's a passionate communications, but I think for the most part, it's a good amount of communication coming from that player. That's what you want. An experienced player with newer, cracked individuals, get some good communications. I think the team synergy on paper should be good for Summerhouse. So a fighting chance up against Wolf Wolf. Let's talk about the number 2 seed of the tournament, though. Nouns Esports. They're going up against Giga Chad Gaming first round, but Nouns Esports, forever the number 1 team last year, now in the number 2 spot pretty firmly, but in that number 2 spot. What do we think about Nouns? Chris, I know you said they wanted to beat Tally Bobo real bad. Do you think that's going to persist here in the top 8?
I think so, but at the same time, they've been dropping games to Time to Shine and Woof Woof as well. So
yeah, that's true.
They have to kind of look sad every team, I feel like. And again, they lost one of the best of threes in the qualifier as well, mm-hmm. on the group stage, on the top 16 group stage. So yeah, they lose serious lately. They can lose a best of three quite easily, I would say. So they have to, but I still believe in Nouns. I mean, they prepare, like, I feel like no other team will prepare as much as them for a tournament.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially for the AOS Cup. I mean, last year they shaped the meta out of the AOS Cup, right?
Right.
So, I mean...
they handed it off to the winners of NA. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Exactly. So, if I believe in anyone bringing some more stress to the tournament and winning with those, it's for sure Nouns.
Okay. Sick. I like that a lot. Lazanin, any thoughts on Nouns Esports and where they currently sit right now?
I think that just like NA has two tiers where you got like clear top three and then like three underneath it, I think EU kind of has two tiers, but like instead of being 3-3, it's like 1-4.
Sure. Yeah. I think both.
And I would definitely. Yeah. And I think Nouns, like, they have to, like, they're really, really good still. I definitely still, like, in my personal opinion, put them number 2. Although we haven't seen a lot of 6-seeds Nouns, right? Like, this is still a, you know, that's a big dynamic shift. 6-seeds is a very, very different player from Red Maw. I'm very, very interested to see how they perform because I think that, like, this is kind of the tournament where you kind of have to either show that you are better than Tally Bobo somehow, or at least prove that you keep your second place spot because you are playing with a new roster, essentially. Well, not like with the one new player. This is the biggest tournament of the year until the Worlds for you, for EU. Regionals bigger for NA because, you know, in person. Mm-hmm. So this is like, this is the tournament to show up.
Yeah. Oh.
And I believe they can.
Yeah, I
like this should be a pretty easy duo.
We'll get to our predictions in a little bit here, but I do think Nouns can show up big time. You're giving Edesu a camera to stare at. Edesu's gonna pop off this tournament. I can't
wait.
Listen, Edesu loves the camera, but the camera also loves Edesu. Let's just say that. So I think it will be a fun tournament for Nouns. I think they're looking pretty good. I know we haven't seen very much 6-seeds, honestly. I'm excited to see it in this tournament. I think, yeah, they are a very different player than Redma, but what do they bring? I think that's still a little undecided right now on the side of Nouns. So it'll be cool. Just another more Nouns style of player is scary, but cool. It's very cool. Giga Chad Gaming. So another one of our maybe more unheard teams. Yeah, he does bring Drip. That photo I saw on Twitter was dope. 60's really bringing it. Giga Chad Gaming, a roster that I think a lot of people are sleeping on a little bit, in my own personal opinion. They have had decent results in a lot of grassroots tournaments, Battle Hubs coming into that like top 2, top 3 spot quite a bit. In Unite Championship Series, doing pretty all right. But obviously, making it through group stage and making it into the top 8 is no small feat. Either they are matched up against Nouns first round, which is pretty tough, but when I look at Giga Chad, honestly what screams out to me is not Dodo. Their Dodrio play is phenomenal, one of the only teams to play Dodrio in the region, but I do think that they are a hyper carry of a player, a lot of fun to watch on this roster. But anyone else have any thoughts on Giga Chad Gaming?
Personally, not many. I mean, I really haven't seen their games too much. I think the biggest issue with the other 3 teams in this group is that we haven't even seen them in the top 8 in any other of the tournaments this year. So, it's so hard to judge them, right? Like, the usual teams are not here. Someone like, I mean, Feeling Cute, right?
Yeah.
That team is not. I think they didn't even try to qualify.
No,
as fast as I'm doing a team, they qualify. Oh. So, yeah, there's like these teams are so hard to judge because we haven't seen them play really.
Yeah, that's true. Lazarin, any thoughts other than just they're kind of our unknown quantity?
Yeah, basically the same as Chris. I don't want to just speak out of the blue for again, you know, with people that I just never watched.
Yeah. Fair enough. Oh shoot. Okay, so maybe maybe Blaine giving us some intel that we were trying to figure out. Apparently, GigaChat is going to need to have two subs.
Okay. So that's why I was confused because I went to go research this morning, and all of their matches were labeled as oath like 0-2 forfeited. So that's probably why.
Yeah, what about the war? There we go. Yeah, that's true.
But if they are playing with two subs, then I guess it's that's probably pretty doomed.
Yeah, it always depends. I mean, there's always like for some reason, if you're not a well practiced team, you can perform very well in tournaments. I've had that experience in the past, so it can happen. But yeah, of course.
Has our young Leon play for Toby Indigo? Oh,
that's not bad though. Those are decent.
That's
subs.
Not bad at all.
Ursaron and Young Leon. That's actually pretty sick. I think those two fillers are awesome. Young Leon. Okay, I did say Trevenant did see a lot of success. Young Leon had a lot of success on Trevenant, so I'm excited to see them play on the side of GigaChat. All right, I'm a GigaChat believer. Let's go. Except I have to cheer for Nouns.
All right,
Venus here and they hate me. So, oh no. All right, next one. Yeah, not Dota. Gary has. Hey, what's up? To see you here in your chat. Next up, we got to talk about Time to Shine. This is a, I've said it a few times already on this podcast, but a historic team in the game of EU Unite. A lot of these players have been playing for a long time. Some of the Apprentice Unleashed core with some newer members added to the squad. They're probably like one of the best teams in Europe to never win a tournament. You know, like we're almost gotten there a few times. Winners finals in February, I believe, but or is that March? I honestly forget. So good performances across the board, but you haven't quite gotten that win yet. Is this the tournament to do it, Chris? Can Time to Shine win the EU AOS Cup?
I think they just don't. I mean, I think they can beat Nouns Esports. We have seen this, but I don't think they can beat Talibobo. But they have, I think, twice now. They actually always beat Talibobo in like the first round and then lose in loser's bracket against them again. I guess has happened already a few times. I mean, I don't think they can beat Tali, but they can for sure make a grand final run. I would believe that in them for sure.
Yeah. Chat mentioning this a little bit too. I don't know. So I know there's a big question mark around Seryu. They apparently were having passport difficulties. I think it's still a pretty big question mark whether they can make it or not. We don't know for sure. Which is if they don't make it, a huge bummer for Time to Shine. Time to Shine,
yeah.
Honestly, Seryu, a bit of their secret weapon this tournament, was able to play Espeon, Talonflame, Lucario, like filling multiple roles for their team. It was really cool. I think Seryu was adding a lot of extra oomph to this squad. So not having them would definitely be a big cause for concern, but hopefully, knock on wood, Seryu is able to get that together in time for next weekend, but we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on this team, Lazarin?
Time to Shine have a very unique drafting style that is very adaptable, I think. Mm-hmm. So that gives them a good edge. Obviously, you know, they have some of the best players in EU history. Like, you got Gek, considered one of the all-time best tanks. Second only to Brav, really, as far as Europe goes.
Sure.
You know, you got Seryu, absolutely amazing, although who knows if he's playing, I guess.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate question.
Shelvin. You know, just a lot of amazing, like a lot of great talent. I'm very excited to see them perform, especially if they get Seryu. Hopefully they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. I hope that same thing works out for them because that'd be great for Time to Shine. Last team we got to talk about, though, is Off-Meta Gaming. This roster, again, is one of those rosters that we don't know too much about in the grand scheme of things.
They love Serena.
They love Serena. They play this double brawler comp quite a bit.
I do not.
It's Serena Urshifu. Yeah, I think most people don't, Chris. It's in a rough spot for sure.
Yeah.
But let's face it. I mean, Off-Meta Gaming kind of making this tournament off the back of some pretty incredible Rayquaza steals from Dragonvale. Urshifu was looking good on their squad. Serena was a definite change, but I don't know. Offmeta Gaming, again, it's Unite. There could be upsets. It could be a big swing. And that's a fun storyline, too, is a bit of a blank canvas. Like, Offmeta Gaming, we don't know anything about them. But if they win, all of a sudden, we're going to be talking about them a whole lot. So, that Serena is scary, though. You're right. You and I have different fears. So, we'll have to see how it goes down in person. Who knows? We all remember, sometimes teams just get an in-person buff. And that happens. So, we'll see what that goes down. But yeah, anyway, those are our top eight teams that we are looking at. I don't think we're going to go and do individual picks for each matchup and things like that. But instead, I did want to just do some overall pick 'em. So why don't we all just go around a circle and let's say our pick to win the entire event and then the MVP player on that team. Lazden, do you want to start out?
I mean, I think we all have the same answer. It's Talibomu. Okay. Does anybody have any doubts? But I will throw the MVP to supports players. Support and tanks never get MVP, so we're going to ignore both them. Utah.
Okay. Utah, good again. I like that. You're like, they never get it, so I'm not going to choose them. I certainly can't give it to them. I like that. Okay, Utah taking it. Mew Jungle, who knows? That'd be a lot of fun. Chris, your pick to win the entire tournament and the MVP player on that roster.
My team, I just have to go for Talibo Believers. Just okay. It's the only reason of a choice, going to be honest. Sadly, right now, I mean, they won everything this year. So far. They have won every single tournament.
Yeah, you might be right.
And okay. Honestly, I feel like Klaus. Klaus is such a huge difference maker as well. Like, mm-hmm. top path of Talibobo always is very one-sided. I feel like he just takes over games. But, I mean, all the players are amazing, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, though, my secret is still, I feel like Gatlu, I think Gatlu is very hungry for this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like he's just going to be very angry.
Yep, that was that leads perfect into my next pick. I'm picking Nouns Esports to win this tournament. I watched Nouns for a long time in this game. I know Talibobo is amazing, but Nouns with something to prove is a scary thing. I can't wait to see it happen. I think they could beat them. I think they could beat Talibobo at least in winners finals. If it's a grand final situation and Talibobo's clawed their ways back or something, I don't know. It might be a bit more of a toss up, but I do think that Nouns can win this tournament. In person buff, they're boot camping for this event. They're putting a ton of work in terms of prep for this event. If Nouns is gonna win one, it's gonna be AOS Cup, and that's gonna be my prediction. MVP on the roster, I'm gonna say, it's hard not to say Gatlu, right? I think I'm gonna give it to Bruv. I think Bruv's tank play is second to none in a lot of these in this region. I think it's amazing, especially due to the depth of support Pokemon that they can play. It allows Geese to be a little more flexible on some random picks as well, because Bruv can play so many different options. So I'm going to give it to the anchor of Bruv. It's not Blaine. Blaine, I picked your team. I'm not picking you for MVP. so that is going to be my choice for total winner. But let's do sleeper team. Sleeper team of the tournament. Now, when we do sleeper team, normally we're like, if they made top four, that would like count as a sleeper team. But since we're already within the top eight, I'm gonna say to pick a sleeper team, you are picking them to like have the potential to get first or second. So they have the chance to make it to the grand final. I'm gonna say a sleeper team. Who's not talking about it? Lazarus, do you have a sleeper squad that could make into the grand finals?
Oh, let me think. The team. That's kind of hard because you're already like, there's already probably four teams you could expect to see in grand finals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it's like the one team kind of set on the top and everybody else fighting for that one. All right, I'll start. I got GigaChad Gaming. If they got these two random subs filling in, we're entering into honeymoon phase. Honeymoon phase is a powerful thing in esports. True. They're unbeatable. I got it. Young Leon going to take the squad all the way to grand finals. Calling it now. Chris, do you have one?
I mean, I think Woof Woof doesn't count as an underdog, so yeah. I mean, they kind of technically do.
Yeah, I think Woof Woof could be your sleeper team. I mean, they got second place in March, so that is tough, but...
It is very difficult. I personally don't believe in the other teams that are there. Sure. But I guess Cypher Esports maybe then. But even there, I don't think they're necessarily like, they just had like a bad qualifier. for February and the add-on for March. But yeah, in the other three teams, it's their first top eight. It's got something different. It's hard to really pick one of those. I mean, but I think Gear Shades for sure the safer bet.
Yeah,
from those teams.
Okay. Hey, well, I hedged my bets a little bit. I maybe hedged them, but that's okay. Lazarin, your sleeper pick.
You know what? I said Zephyr was a sleeper to take a game off of Talibova. I'll say Zephyr's a sleeper to somehow get through loser's bracket the top four.
There we go. The crazy Zephyr lower bracket run is going to be sick. I can't wait. Listen, if any one of our storylines happen, I'm here for it. That'd be so fun. Yeah. I mean, Woof Woof beating Talibova in a semifinal would be sick in itself.
We're beefing?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh no. Well, Blaine, I'm glad their rage is targeted towards you. I think that would be absolutely sick. Be a really, really fun matchup to watch. But anyway, that is what we're looking at for our predictions kind of across the board. Our sleeper teams are our predictions for who's gonna win the tournament, who can shake it up, a bit of a profile onto each team. Let's just all go around one thing. What are we super excited to see out of EUIC, the top eight AOS Cup? It could be about the event, could be a specific strategy you want to see play out on the field. It could be a player that you're excited to finally hit their form. Could be Talibova finally proving it to the entire globe that they are the best team in the region. Lassen, anything that you're really pumped for to see here for the top eight of AOS?
Like I said, I'm really pumped. This will be our first like big tournament on a new patch. That'll probably be the patch that is played for April Cup as well.
True.
There's a lot of EU has a lot of really, really close teams that all have something to prove. Some people because they've never been seen before, and in one case because they have a new piece on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
So I think overall is a lot of really, really exciting storylines to watch.
Yeah, that is really true. Chris, thoughts?
Honestly, I'm just excited for the first three offline tournament for Europe, I'm going to be honest. I think offline tournaments are always fun. I think the players are going to really enjoy it as well. It's like one of those esports experiences you just need to have traveling around to these tournaments, just playing in front of a crowd. Besides that, I want to see. I think Europe is a region that can invent stuff, and I think they're going to for sure be cooking some stuff at least.
Well, they'll cook. Yeah, they do.
Not always good things. It's not always good things, but you know, at least it could be some interesting things we're going to see.
Oh, I think we'll see a mixture of good and bad, but a lot of cooking will be had, no matter what. That was a Dr. Seuss rhyme. I'm very impressed with myself. Yes, EU AOS Cup is going to deliver a lot. If I'm specifically looking for anything, I just want one of these bottom four seeded teams to have a big upset run. That's what I'm really hoping for, because I think there's a lot of teams that are capable of doing it. It's Unite. Anything can happen. So I'm going to be a little bit of a underdog fan within this tournament. But yeah. I cannot wait for this event to happen. If anybody's wondering when EOS AOS Cup does happen, Friday and Saturday, this upcoming weekend is going to be live in London. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be covering every single game. Chris and I will be covering the matches casting, but as well as Spraggles and Doomsnacks. Lazen, I'm sure you'll have some kind of watch party or something up if you can handle the EU hours. so I am excited.
I can handle the EU hours.
Okay.
It's a pretty bad time.
I've been awake for like 4 hours at this point.
Well, good. Well, then we should be serviceable. That's good to hear. All right. Well, last chance. I'm going to give everybody a quick chance to sell out, shout out, plug, whatever you'd like to. Where can people find you on the internet? All that good stuff, as we always do at the end of these shows. Lazarin, how about you?
I say this every time, but I will almost certainly end up streaming between now and Saturday of next week.
Cool.
We'll either try to host my own thing, or maybe I'll hop on like Sneaky or Sneaky Stream or something and do a watch party there. I'm not sure.
Cool.
But yeah, it'll be a good time. Be sure to look out for, we'll be probably streaming, like my players will probably be streaming some of the scrims during the week. Any team that allows us to, because we're so far out from April, we just figure might as well, you know, give people something to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, be on the lookout for those.
Cool. Turn the comms on, you cowards. Chris, how about you?
No.
Chris, where can people find you on the internet?
I live stream on Twitch TV, Chris Heroes. I upload videos of gameplay on my YouTube channel, Chris Heroes. But most importantly, since this is a competitive podcast, I have a casting channel, Chris Casts Pokemon at Esports, where I upload every single day one best of three or best of five from every single region that what I've casted. So if you have, you know, missed out on some tournament games, on my channel, everything is being uploaded, cut together, of course, so there's no breaks in between. Mm-hmm. And there's Love Unite Esports that should be watched because it's a very fun game to watch.
It is. It is such a fun game to watch. Obviously, you and I are in that same boat. We love covering as many of these games as we can see. And yes, Chris, your casting channel is incredible. Make sure you go over to YouTube, follow the main one, follow the casting channel, check out everything that Chris has been putting out because it's all great stuff. And while you're on YouTube, go over to YouTube.com/UniteMikes if you want to follow us there. All the podcast episodes get put up on that channel, as well as other Unite Mikes events and stuff like that. And if you were listening on the podcast world, please leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening in. Just more people finding the scene, finding this podcast helps us out a ton, and it brings more eyes on the competitive scene of Unite, so that'll be fantastic. But we have EU AOS Cup in just a week away, so we probably won't be having an episode on Tuesday since we did 3 episodes of this podcast this week, so we probably won't be having one next week, but we will have a post AOS Cup finals podcast for sure as we also prepare for the April finals. I cannot wait. So until next time, goodbye, everybody.